Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Q3 FY23 results conference call of Berger Paints India Limited, hosted by Emkay Global Financial Services. We have with us today Mr. Abhijit Roy, Managing Director and CEO, Mr. Kaushik Ghosh, Vice President and CFO, and Mr. Sujyoti Mukherjee, Vice President, Finance and Accounts. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Naman Bagrecha of Emkay Global Financial Services. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Vivan. Good evening, everyone. I would like to welcome the management and thank them for this opportunity. I shall now hand over the call to the management for the opening remarks. Over to you, gentlemen.
Thank you, and a very warm welcome to Berger Paints India Limited earnings call for Q3 FY23, and we really appreciate your participation. The management statement on the performance has already been uploaded in the website for your information. Before I hand over to our MD and CEO, Mr. Abhijit Roy, I would like to make a small disclaimer that questions should only be restricted to the quarter only. I now hand over to Mr. Abhijit Roy, our MD and CEO, for his comments on the performance.
Thank you, Sujyoti, and good evening to all of you. I will take you through quickly through the presentation first, and then, you know, look forward to the questions from your side. I hope you know you have received this presentation well in time and have gone through it, but just for the sake of repeating whatever has been put up there. The decorative business showed decent growth in the quarter in spite of extended monsoon, very high base effect, and the short festive season compared to the corresponding quarter last year. The growth progressively improved with a double-digit growth in December. Every month we had some growth, but in December we had a double-digit growth. Some mixed impact on account of higher stocking of premium products by retailers on the back of steep price increases in the corresponding period last year and lower sale of exterior emulsion due to extended monsoon. On a YTD basis, decorative continued its healthy growth. If we look at the figures on a standalone basis, growth rate, this year, quarter three, the volume growth was 6.6%. Last year, it was 11.2%. And compounded three-year growth rate has been 15.3%, which is fairly healthy. In terms of the value growth for the same quarter, this year we had a 7.2% standalone value growth. 21.2% was the figure last year. And again, on a three-year compounded basis, our growth rate has been a strong 17.2% in terms of value sales growth for quarter three. If we look at the YTD figure, the YTD this quarter, so far, we have a volume sales growth of about 17%, which is, and then last year, if you look at it, it was 27.5%. 3 years compounded is 15.9%. In value sales terms, 25.3% is this year's figure, 37.6% was last year, and 3 years compounded growth is 17.3%. So, in terms of both volume value, whether you look at quarterly or in terms of the YTD figures, the compounded growth rate is pretty strong. This quarter, it has been slightly on the lower side, and there are good reasons which we explained at the initial stage. And that is why the growth rate has been at around 7.2%. If we look at, you know, overall what has been happening in terms of network expansion, for the year, we have added 8,000 retail outlets and 4,300 color bank machines till date. We expect to close at about 6,000 color dye machines by the end of the year, and maybe around 10,000 odd retail outlets, which is beyond the machine counters. We also add a few retailers for various other businesses that we have along with paint, and those are non-machine counters, which we will have about 4,000 added in addition to the 6,000 color bank machines. Construction chemical segment registered strong growth in the quarter, and we expect to gain market share going by the industry growth trend so far, and we are reasonably confident that we will add to the market share this year. In terms of new product launches, we introduced one product called Long Life 15, which comes with a 15-year warranty with a new type of technology. This is for the exterior wall coating. And we also introduced one coal tar-based solution for rising dampness in use for new construction. This is popular, down south, and used for, basements of new construction. And the industrial business side, GI and auto business showed good growth in this quarter. Protective and infrastructure business continued its double-digit growth, aided by infrastructure spending. We continue a leadership position in this particular business line. Further price increases were realized in the quarter, and powder coatings business line had significant degrowth on account of lower sales to the fan industry. So this particular category, a large dependence is there on the fan, and there were some changes in rules in the fan industry, which has really impacted us, and we went badly negative in powder coatings this quarter. But things have, revived, and January onwards, we are back to normal. In terms of profitability, we declined this quarter mainly on account of four factors. The primary factor is, of course, the carrying stock, finished goods and raw material which we are carrying of the prior period, which is at a high cost. Due to capacity constraints, which we had till we are now about to start the Sandila factory from the 6th of Feb. But till that point of time, we normally built up the stock just before the season. So in March, we normally used to build up a stock, and in September, again, we did the same thing. So this time also, we had built up the stock in order to be able to service the market fully in the season period. This is a high-cost inventory. We anticipated a good festive season. Unfortunately, rains continued, for some time, and then it didn't take off, therefore, to the extent that we would have loved. The inventory lasted throughout October, November, December. We got no benefit out of the raw material price drops which have happened. So that benefit is going to come only in the fourth quarter. Most of it and almost all of it will start coming from only quarter one of next year, but we will get a significant benefit in Q4. But Q3, we got zero benefit out of the RM price drop due to this reason. Mixed impact on account of lower sales of exterior emulsions due to extended monsoon. Scale impact on overheads due to lower than anticipated growth in sales. And there was a little bit of mark-to-market impact of exchange depreciation. So, all these four reasons combined to take it down to the level of minus 9.4 this quarter. And overall on a YTD basis, though we are still growing at about 15.5% this year. But this quarter has been, sort of a muted in terms of the profit growth. It's negative and largely due to, as I mentioned, the finished goods and raw material carrying cost of high cost inventory. But on the profitability front, further softening of rutile, monomer and solvent prices has been observed, and that is likely to help us in quarter four and then going forward in quarter one onwards as well. Commencement of commercial production in Sandila plant will also lead to lower inventory holding and working capital improvement. As I mentioned, we normally used to stock up because we had an issue as far as the total capacity was concerned and our ability to service at the season time. And therefore, this will be taken care of. We are starting this from the 6th of February, as I mentioned. Mix improvement likely in quarter four on the back of increased sales of exterior wall coatings and waterproofing items, which has high gross margin. We are starting this Sandila factory in Uttar Pradesh. Estimated outlay was more than 1,000 crores. The installed capacity is 33,000 metric ton per month. Our existing capacity is about 62,000-63,000. So that adds up another 33, so we become 95,000 metric ton per month. This would suffice our requirements for the time being, you know, and therefore, it will help us, you know, we need not stock up and build up stock before the season anymore. On the financial performance side, as I had mentioned, the standalone 7.2% with minus 9.4% PBDIT, PAT growth of minus 6. YTD basis, we are far healthier, of course, you know, at 25.3% in terms of sales growth. And operating profit growth at 15.5% and PAT growth also at 15.5%. Details of the raw material cost has gone up actually from 63.99 to 66.18%. This is what has impacted our operating profit. If you see or observe, that's the line which has created all the impact. Otherwise, we have kept all of the costs under control. And in fact, there has been some improvement in some of the other areas, but overall, we went negative in the operating profit side this quarter. YTD basis, we are growing at about 25.3%. Again, you know, there too, the material cost has actually gone up. But in spite of that, because of the strong sales growth, our operating profit growth is there at about 15.5%, which is a healthy growth. But we could have done better had the raw material to sales ratio been better. Income from operations growth standalone over the last few quarters has been shown 24, 53, 96, 26, 21, 7.3, again 53.7, 22.5, 7.2. So these are, you know, COVID affected, sometimes it goes up. But we have been more or less hovering at a pretty steady figure. If you see, most of them are in the 20s. You know, two quarters we are at the 7% range, and then two aberrations at 96 and 53.7%. On the gross margin, it had been rising steadily up to quarter four of 21 from 40.2% to 42.3, 43.7 and 43.8. And these were, you know, those years where, those quarters where actually the RM prices had dropped to abnormally low levels, so everyone benefited out of it. Since then, you know, it has, the prices have been going up, you know, we have been lagging behind in terms of passing on those price increases, especially on the industrial side. So, it has come down to about 37-38% level. This quarter, it has dropped to 33.8, but I'm very confident that in Q4 it will again go back to this 37-38% level, which is where, you know, we have been steadily been there right through till, you know, these raw material prices have dropped or it has risen, you know, but we will go back to this 37-38% gross margin level. Consolidated quarter three figures is 5.6, which is lower than the 7.2% in the standalone which we saw. And that's largely on account of, you know, three businesses which, you know, had, you know, negative growth rates this quarter. One is Nepal, which went very badly down. It was impacted by, you know, two, three factors. One of them, of course, is the very high inflation there. Then there was this, you know, interest cost which has risen substantially. And, you know, money flow had become a problem. We took a conscious call not to extend credit into the market too much. That did impact our sale and we went negative, therefore, you know, substantial negative sales in Nepal. But we are back in January. They closed on the 15th actually. So that January 15th closure, we had a positive growth. So we are back onto normalcy in Nepal and things are okay now. In Bolix, also we had a negative quarter in Q3, largely because of the similar Ukraine war is affecting Poland quite a lot. The inflation has gone through the roof. Europe situation is not good, and therefore we had a negative quarter in Poland. So the UK operations continue to grow, but Poland had a big negative, and therefore overall it was a negative from Bolix. So these two pulled it down. The impact has been about though STT and other companies did well and grew well, but because of these two entities, the growth came down from 7.2 to 5.6%. The PBDIT, obviously, because of the sales, lower sales growth also got impacted, and it is minus 10.8 in this case. Consolidated, if you look at it, the sales growth is 23.6%, PBDIT at 13.6%. If you look at the reason for it, primarily, raw material to sales, going up. In the case of consolidated, because of the value sales being slightly on the lower side as well, this impacts, on the other areas as, and hence there's a little bit of increase in the employee cost, but marginal. YTD basis, we are at 23.6% growth in consolidated, and PBDIT growth of 13.6% is where we are as of December end 23. Again, if you look at, over the quarters, how we have been faring, more or less reflects the standalone performance, 24.9, 49.5, 93, 27, 28, 53.4, 20%, and now at 5.6%. I have already mentioned about, the various performances of the subsidiaries. STT continued to grow well in sales and profit, and there's an all-around improvement there. Sabu Coatings had a marginal degrowth in the top line. Profitability improved on account of higher price realization and softening RM cost. Nepal had a large degrowth, as I mentioned, both in top line and profitability. And therefore, there was a problem as far as Nepal is concerned, but back to normalcy now. Company's Polish subsidiary had a degrowth, both in top line and profitability, impacted by the Ukraine war and high inflation. Company's joint venture, Berger Nippon Paint Automatic Coatings, had a strong improvement on top line and profitability, aided by the growth in auto sector and cost improvement, which they have been working on diligently. Company's joint venture, Berger Becker Coatings, had a degrowth in top line and profitability. The outlook is, brighter. Demand outlook looks good in the coming quarter, which is in Q4. Mix improvement likely in the coming quarter, supported by increased sale of exterior coating. Industrial sales outlook remains strong on the back of upturn in auto sector and government spending in infrastructure. However, exchange depreciation on account of strong US dollar may be a concern. Thank you, and we can take the questions now.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin the question and answer session. Participants who wish to ask a question may kindly press star 1 on your touchtone telephone. If you wish to withdraw yourself from the question queue, you may press star and 2. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Abneesh Roy from Nuvama. Kindly proceed.
Yeah, thanks, Abhijit, for the opportunity. My first question is on the gross margin and the inventory raw material which you discussed. So, yes, I take your point. Last three quarters, it has been stable in the 34% to 35% range in terms of gross margin. And yes, we have seen the correction in titanium dioxide, definitely monomers and packaging costs, crude related. And Asian Paints saw almost 300 bits improvement quarter on quarter. So, wanted to understand when you mean capacity constraints led to inventory built up, what exactly happened? And in the future, if similar thing happens, what improvements can prevent such a thing?
Right, Avnish, you know, so let me explain it to you. You know, thanks for the question though. So, you know, we normally, we had a issue as far as the full capacity. So, you know, what happens in the paint industry, it's slightly seasonal. And in the seasonal months, the demand tends to move up substantially. In non-seasonal months, however, you know, sometimes, you know, it remains at a slightly lower level, at a much lower level at times. So, typically in the months of April, September and October, the demand tends to move up beyond the normal because normal is 100, it can become, you know, 140, 150 in these particular months. So what happens therefore is we as a company, we did not have the full capacity to service this 140, 150. So we used to stock up material, you know, in the month of March and in the month of September, August, September, in order to service the seasonal month's requirement. And then again, you know, it will come down and then the factories will be able to give the material as is required month on month. So this build-up resulted in some of these old price, you know, material in the months of July, August, the prices were on a much higher level. So we were carrying this inventory at a much higher level, you know, and that carried on right through till the month of December, which is why, you know, we did not get the advantage of the raw material price drop at all. And that is what we are likely to get in Q4, which is why it delayed the gross margin expansion, which should have happened this quarter.
So thanks, I understood. But in terms of, say, the best industry practice, say, in terms of forward covers or, say, in terms of better understanding, because a lot of these are global raw materials. Do you think there is an area of improvement there, or was it that you thought maybe crude will go further up? So that time the call was taken, and calls can be wrong or right in hindsight only. So is that the issue, or there is an improvement area in terms of say forwards and say long term contracts, better understanding? Because clearly the market leader saw an improvement in the same context, so they have been able to manage it better. So.
There are two things here. You know, one, you know, sometimes it works in your favor, sometimes it goes against you. It is very difficult to predict whether the prices are going to drop or increase. Had it increased, you would have been a gainer. You would have actually shown a far better improvement than the market leader in this case, right? You know, we got those advantages when the prices were going up. You know, and then when the prices goes down, you are on the reverse cycle, then you get caught on this issue. But we had no choice, you know, because now with the Lucknow plant coming up, we need not build up the stock at all. So that's an advantage, you know, which we will have in terms of being able to play the game. After that, we need to take a call whether we feel that if the prices are going to go up, we may still stock up. If the prices are going to go down, it may be a wrong call or a right call because it's very difficult to predict these things. But we need not stock up out of compulsion. Now we had no choice but to stock up. And that, you know, if the prices dropped, because, you know, the prices did drop, we were sufferers unnecessarily this quarter.
Sure. My second and last question is on the demand side. Yes, December double digit growth, and I think market leader also saw good recovery in December. So your question essentially is to, would you be worried on the urban slowdown, which I think some of the others, non-paint but discretionary companies are pointing towards, because there are job losses in IT sector, startups and all that, plus the high base which you are having on the last 2-3 years. Most quarters you have a high base. I am not necessarily asking on Q4, but are you now a bit more sanguine that instead of say a high single digit or double digit volume growth in the core paint, we should now start building a bit lower in terms of our numbers because of these 2 years?
No, I think we are quite confident and comfortably we can tell you that, you know, quarter four we will possibly, you know, reasonably, you know, unless something goes wrong seriously, we should have a double digit growth rate, both in volume and value terms in Q4.
Okay, and related question, because now gross margins are improving, so on the discounting by market leader, earlier you pointed out some quarters there has been slightly more aggressive behavior. As of now, are you seeing that?
No. So, you know, there has been, you know, this was an aberration which was there the previous year, and in Q2 and Q3 specifically, you know, there was an unusual aggression, but that is not there anymore. So we are back to normal, you know, rebating and normal structure as it existed earlier in the paint industry.
Sure. Thanks, Abhijit. Thanks a lot and all of it.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Avi Mehta from Macquarie. Kindly proceed.
Hi, Abhijit. Thanks for the opportunity. I wanted to understand on the, you know, firstly from a broader sense on the market scenario right now, we are going to see a huge capacity addition by many players. Would you, I mean, given your experience, would you be worried about this essentially hurting profitability in the near term? Because you have a new player also putting significant capacity addition. Whether it is in profitability or return to fall, how do you see this? And if you could kind of give us your thoughts on the same.
Yeah, so Avi, you know, thank you for asking this, you know, because this has been coming up for the last few quarters, you know, till they come in and start actually operating in the market. I think, you know, repeating the same question and the same answer possibly is not going to make any difference. So my view is, has been, you know, that this capacity addition is not going to by itself result in a problem. It has to be seen and observed, you know, what type of pricing price points they come with, you know, what do they do. And this is only one addition which is coming. You know, there are many players who have expressed their interest to come in. And I don't think, you know, that's very worrying for us. Yes, you know, one of these players, you know, is setting up, you know, large capacity. Now, we need to see how it shapes up. You know, as I have always said, in any industry for that matter, you know, it's and especially in this category like paint, you know, which has many other claimants of, you know, actually the sale happens through various means, right? You know, it is not only that you go direct to the consumer, do something and, you know, you win the battle. There is this, you know, dealer, distributor, you know, then you have the painter, then you have the interior decorator, then you have the consumer, and you have to get all of these aligned. So I think, you know, it takes some time and effort. We are not unduly worried on this count. Yes, there will be competition. We expect, you know, that, you know, there will be some sort of, you know, effort from the party concerned to improve their sales and performance as well. So it will impact us, but we are taking our own, you know, whatever measures we need to take from our side and be better prepared for the battle ahead. We don't see any major, you know, changes happening. It will be, you know, some change, but that will be, you know, possibly if we are able to become more efficient, go more closer to the customer, then I think, you know, we should be able to weather this very easily.
Got it. Second point was just on a near-term comment. You know, you did allude towards confidence in fourth quarter. And I kind of take that point. But in general, are you also worried about, you know, specific understand, you know,
Mr. Mehta, I'm sorry to interrupt, sir. You're not able to hear you clearly.
Your voice is breaking, Avi.
Oh, I'm sorry. Is this better, sir?
Yes,
much better.
Okay, sir, there has been a very aggressive winter this time. And, you know, typically when it becomes so cold, you know, exterior paint demand does take a hit. Do you see that hurting, not necessarily a YOY growth rate, but in the demand trends will continue to remain weak even in fourth quarter because of that, maybe from a pre-COVID levels? Because YOY, I mean, there is a base aspect that also works, which is making it harder to kind of get an understanding. So my question to you is, from a 3-year CAGR or from a pre-COVID lens, do you see the demand trends broadly, you know, now moving to a lower trajectory, probably around a 12-13% odd levels rather than the 17% plus that we could kind of go in? Thank you very much.
Yeah, so, you know, it's not only the winter, you know, there are a lot of other factors, you know, which come into play, the overall GDP growth, you know, how is the economy looking like, you know, all these factors combine and the demand is very difficult to predict, you know, what will be. But we have typically seen that it is very closely linked to the GDP number. You know, it's about 1.5, 1.6 times the GDP number. So the overall economy does well. If suppose, you know, the winter is hard, and as you were mentioning, first of all, that impacts, you know, the northern belt only. You know, the east, the west, and the south remains unaffected, you know, by harsh winter, because, you know, there's really no winter in most parts of this world, and, you know, therefore it doesn't matter so much. It's only in the northern part of it, you know, where the winter impacts, you know, substantially more. So yes, it will have some impact, but, you know, as I said, you know, not as much as, you know, one would have feared. Base, of course, is one impact, you know, because last quarter base was much higher. This quarter base is more normalized. So on that base, normal base, we should have a decent growth. Whether it will be 12% or 14% or 15%, only time will say. We expect that we will continue to, you know, grow at a faster pace than the industry is what we want to do. You know, and for that, we have our own measures in place, we have our own plans in place, and we hope that we will execute it successfully.
Perfect, perfect. And just a bookkeeping, could you give us the volume growth and decorative value growth in the quarter? That's all from my side.
Yeah, so I think I mentioned that, you know, but just for, you know, repeating it, the volume growth that we had, the value growth is 7.2%, and the volume growth was 6.6% for the quarter.
Thank you very much, sir.
Yeah.
Thank you. Participants, if you wish to ask a question, kindly press star 1. The next question is from the line of Jay Kumar Doshi from Kotak. Kindly proceed.
Sure. Hi, Abhijit. Thanks for the opportunity and thank you for comprehensive opening remarks. I've got a couple of questions. The first one is, it looks like since the last quarter you started gaining some share, at least on a YOY basis, you are growing faster than the market leader, and especially in this quarter. So in, you know, what segments or in which markets, you know, do you see a visible market share gain? And is this trend looking, you know, sustainable?
Right. Yeah, you know, good evening, you know, yes, you are right that, you know, we have this quarter's growth rate over a market leader, the gap has been the highest in the last 17 quarters, in fact. So therefore, you know, the growth has been good. It's been, you know, across most categories, I would say, you know, a little bit of improvement would have happened, because I can't exactly pinpoint if there is any specific category. I don't know, frankly speaking. But I think, I presume that, you know, it will be across categories. I haven't seen anything, any specific category in which we have done exceptionally well. But overall, we have grown at a faster clip. Whether it will be sustainable or not, you know, well, time will say. We hope so, you know, because that's what we want to do, that we want to gain a little bit of market share and keep going at that.
Understood. Can you provide some color on how your sort of recent trends are in emulsions? And, you know, a few years ago, I mean, the burger story was all about improving product mix, and that product mix improvement translates into gross margin improvement and profitability. We don't hear much about it anymore. Perhaps, you know, the focus has shifted to Grasim and other things. But can you just provide some color on how, you know, how you are seeing those trends?
Yeah, you know, yeah, that's a good question. You know, in fact, focus is still there, you know, in order to improve the mix. Because that's something which we have to keep working on. There is still some way to go. As far as the luxury category is concerned, we are a relatively weaker player there. We are present in a much stronger way in the premium luxury category, which is midway between the premium and the luxury category. In that, we have two very strong brands called Easy Clean and Anti-Dust, and they continue to grow in spite of the intensification of competition there. But in the luxury category, we wish we can grow faster. You know, in the exterior luxury category, we are doing much better. In Weathercoat Long Life brand, you know, we are doing relatively much better. In Silk, which is our interior luxury, we can do better than what we are doing as of now. This is as far as the emulsion is concerned. The lower end emulsion, which is Vaisen Emulsion and Wallmaster, that continues to grow at a decent clip. So that's not, you know, something which is anything exceptional has happened. It grows with the market as, you know, as much as the market grows, this also, category also grows. So this is as far as the emulsions are concerned. I think, you know, overall, also in the same space, if you look at it, the waterproofing segment is also a relatively profitable segment. And that category we are doing quite well. And that adds up to the profitability to some extent. Again, you know, overall, this quarter was impacted, but I think going forward, you will see a restoration of the gross margins level at the original levels where we were.
Thank you. Just one final one on that. Look, our understanding is that you've not been very aggressive on selling putty. And yet, when I look at your numbers, the gap between volume and value is not any different from the market leader. So, you know, and when I mean, there is at least 7-8% pricing increase on a YOY basis in December quarter. So, what explains this?
Hello?
Yes.
Hello?
Yes. I'm trying to understand. And I would have,
I've got your question. Jay, you know, let me explain. You know, actually, there was a 3.8% approximate increase in the price, you know, net price for the company per se. Because you know, I can't give you the exact decorative figure or the industrial figure, but the actual figure was only 3.8% increase, which we should have got. Now, instead of that, we ended up getting about 0.6-0.7%. There were two reasons for this. One, the exterior emulsion category, which is, you know, quite profitable, has a good margin. Unfortunately, in quarter three, again, you know, did not do well because of the prolonged rain or monsoon, which went on till 20th of October almost. And then the season ended because the Diwali was early. And so we did not get the impact that we should have got. On the other hand, last year, there were price increases on exactly the same products, the more profitable products. The bases were much higher. So we suffered a double whammy in terms of the rains impacting the sales. On top of it, the base which is higher on these products, because the price increases happened primarily on these products in last quarter. So as a result of these two, you know, the exterior percentage, exterior wall coating percentage came down. So this impacted, you know, overall gap got reduced because of this. That's one reason for us. The other, of course, the industrial, we could not pass on fully the price increases. It keeps impacting our overall profitability. Though we persisted with our effort, we got some towards December, so that will impact us in this quarter. You know, so these are the two things which would have impacted.
Thank you. And the disclosure in the presentation on volume, value, standalone, that's essentially decorative business, right? Or is it at a standalone level?
This is standalone basis, total.
So it does include some industrial component or what?
It includes everything. It includes industrial as well.
All right. Thank you so much and wish you the very best.
Thank you. Participants, if you wish to ask a question, kindly press *1. The next question is from the line of Aniruddha Joshi from ICICI Securities. Kindly proceed.
Yeah, sir, thanks for the opportunity. Sir, where are you seeing the growth higher in terms of rural, urban, east, west, north, south? Any region where we are seeing the higher growth? And also, probably we would have gained some share. So, have we gained share in any part of India? And also around past 3-4 quarters, there are some loss of market share in North India. So has but they regain that market share too. Yeah.
Right. You know, so coming to your first question, you know, where are we growing? You know, we are growing across almost all regions. You know, on a YTD basis, if you look at it, it's more or less across all regions. But north, it still remains a bit of a concern for us. It's been mainly in east, west, and south. Well, you know, we were relatively weaker in the west and the south. So, any performance there, you know, on a lower base, the growth rate seems to be on the higher side. So that way, you know, the gains would have been higher in those locations. So, and east has been consistently growing. We have a strong presence there, and we grow at a reasonably good pace. So not much of a problem as far as east is concerned. North, in certain pockets, we are doing well. In certain other pockets, we could have done much better. We are getting our house in order in that, you know, in those few states where we aren't doing all that great. One of them we have restored and then started performing reasonably well now already. And the other one, the work is in progress. And we are hoping that, you know, we should be able to streamline that state as well. And then we should have a far better growth in the north as well.
Okay, thank you. So, last question. Can you share the indicative breakup across the subsegments of paints and putty as well as waterproofing? The indicative number for 2-3 or 9 months should be okay.
Well, listen, I don't think I have those numbers, and if I can share with you at this point of time, for the 9 months, you know, I have no clue, you know, but, you know, normally as far as the industry is concerned, you know, we have a fairly, you know, representative, if you know the industry volumes or shares, this would be very close to those shares, except that, you know, in our case, maybe the luxury category will be slightly lower than the industry or the leader, and it will be more oriented towards the premium and economy side.
Okay. And lastly, if we consider the putty, waterproofing, all these products put together, whether it will be upwards of 15% of sales in standalone numbers?
Yeah, it's very difficult to say exactly what is the percentage, you know, but I can assure you that as far as, you know, putty growth is concerned, since, you know, that might be one of the questions you would like to ask. It has been a normal growth rate, slightly above the normal growth rate, you know, so that as far as putty is concerned. Waterproofing growth rate in certain segments, we have done much better in terms of the growth rate there. So that's how, you know, I would place, you know, exact percentage what they are, you know, I can't comment at this stage.
Okay, sure, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Shirish Pardeshi from Centrum Broking. Kindly proceed.
Yeah, thank you. Hi, Abhijit. Good evening.
Good evening.
Couple of questions. When I look at the trend in the market and when we speak to channel, what we are seeing especially in last quarter, there was lot of down trading in the low-end or economy emulsion. Now, is that the case which is also visible in your numbers, and that's why the mix impact is also a little higher side?
So I explained this, you know, that actually what you are seeing, it's not a downtrading as such, because, you know, the exterior luxury emulsion and the premium emulsion category, which, you know, actually sells in this quarter, typically it is a very good sale, because after the monsoon, you know, since exterior painting happens, and it's comfortable to paint as well. The season is very good for exterior coating. Did not materialize this year to that extent. So, you know, naturally the other products kept selling, but this particular category sold less. As a result of that, you will see that, you know, the value realization, you know, per liter came down in this particular quarter. So that's how it happened. You know, it's not as if, you know, the market has shifted or, you know, a lot of down trading is happening. those who can afford in paint, you know, typically they go for the right kind of product. They don't mind buying the luxury product because at the end of the day, you know, they want to put up the better quality paint because labor cost is almost 50-60%. So I don't think, you know, people will tend to move downwards just because, you know, some paint cost has moved, you know, from say 4 rupees to 3 rupees 50 paise, you know. So that's not, you know, how the shift happens for the paint part of it. It is the labor part of it, which is a bulk part, 50-60%. In Bombay, it may be even 70%. So, it doesn't matter so much as far as the paint cost is concerned. So, there is no major downshift which happens. We have never seen that trend happening. Yes, there is some shift which can happen because, you know, economically, if people decide that, okay, instead of going for the luxury, I might go for premium luxury, or instead of premium luxury, I might go for the premium. That much of marginal shift might happen, but it doesn't happen as if, you know, I was actually thinking of luxury and now I start buying the economy category. It never happens like that.
Okay. That's helpful. My second question is on the project business. Of late, we've seen the project business is taking sharp momentum, and that's where the local players are losing, maybe on the pricing front, because the builders lobby is also looking for the steady and maybe quality of the paints which is there. This is visible at least when we speak to the channel partners. So in your case, if you can give some quantitative and qualitative comments, what the business means for you in the near term?
Yeah, so the project business, you know, has been growing at a decent clip of late. And that's largely because, you know, many of these buildings are coming up for completion and, you know, they need painting to be done. And so that is happening now, and growth rate has been pretty steady. I won't say it's, you know, very buoyant as such, you know, but it's been slightly higher than the normal retail. So that, if you look at it, you know, yes, it's growing at a slightly higher clip. It's about 8-10% in terms of our total sales. So it's not going to create that much of an huge impact unless, you know, it starts really growing at a fantastic pace, which isn't the case as of now.
Okay. My last question is on the network expansion. You mentioned that you will reach about plus 10,000 stores. Now, when do you think this 10,000 stores will start contributing meaningfully to your volume and value? I mean, is there any timeline that if the scale-up will happen within 6 months time or maybe a year time? And when you add the network, where do you start? I mean, is it that you start with exterior, or is it you start with emulsions, or you start with some low-end products?
Right. So, you know, we are adding 10,000, of which 6,000 are machine counters and the 4,000 are non-machine counters. In the non-machine counters, typically it's the basic products we sell, you know, enamel, distemper, primer, you know, some amount of putty, little bit of, you know, white emulsion, you know, they take stainers and stain it. So that's how it happens, you know, typically smaller shops who doesn't want to invest in the machine at this stage and can become, you know, machine takers at a later date. So that's about 4,000. And these will, you know, these are small value transactions which happen, but some of them morph into machine dealers at a later date. The 6,000 machines that we plan to install, of which 4,300 odd we have already installed, these are good counters. They start from day one across the basic, it depends on location to location, where you are positioned. If it is UP and Bihar, it behaves differently. If it is Kerala, it behaves totally differently. They use very high-end, you know, premium luxury paint as well. So, it depends on the state where we are, right? But mostly, whatever is the, you know, full range of products we sell in those states, these machine counters will start off with this full range. That is how it happens. In our case also, this is the same trend.
So, let me harp a little more on that to get a little more depth. So, to reach, say, 150 to 200 KL per month for these machine outlets, is sufficient for you to, say, 6 to 8 months time, or they start with a month first itself?
You mean 150 to 200 liters, or scale. What are you saying? I didn't understand.
Litter, right.
You know, so they start with, you know, probably start slow and depends on the size of the dealer counter as well, right? You know, so if it is a big dealer counter in which we have managed to enter, we may start with a much higher volume right at the beginning. Right. If it is a smaller dealer, he will, you know, start with a smaller volume. So it depends on what type of dealer you have got into and, you know, what is his profile. If he's got a very good footfall, if he's got a good contractor base, if he's got, you know, architect connections, he may start with a slightly higher volume. It also depends on how he places you in his counter. It sometimes may be that you are a second bet and he feels that, you know, he needs a good company and he may give you due importance. Sometimes you might be the fourth entrant in his counter, in which case he will give you only a little bit of space, maybe one or two products only which he will sell, which he likes. So it depends on a lot of these factors. It's very difficult to quantify, you know, exactly what will happen and this is what is going to repeat itself in across counters. It varies from counter to counter.
Thank you, Abhijit, and thanks for your patience and all the best.
Thank you.
Participants, if you wish to ask a question, kindly press star 1. The next question is from the line of Ajay Thakur from Anand Rathi Securities. Kindly proceed.
Hello, sir. Thanks for taking my question. Just had two questions. One was on the industrial and auto-based paint segment. Just wanted to understand how the growth has been trending in both the segments. And also, can you just give some color in terms of the margin performance in both the segments? I understand that also you have been sitting on a high cost inventory, but if you were to adjust for that, can we expect a margin of this segment actually being improved to at least near pre-COVID level kind of a margins?
Yeah. So as far as the industrial business, we have, you know, three broad lines, automotive and general industries, you know, protective coatings and powder coatings. So the powder coating segment, you know, as I mentioned, is degrowing in our case, need not be for others, you know, but for us, you know, because we are slightly dependent on the fan industry for our sales in powder coatings, and that there were some issues with the fan. They were changing some norms and star ratings were coming in. They had stopped production for almost, you know, 2 months, and therefore the sales had been impacted. The profit in the case of powder coating remains stable. As far as protective coatings is concerned, the sales growth has been good. We are the leader there. Infrastructure spends are very high now by the government. You know, also in this budget as well, capex spend has gone up substantially. So we are, you know, looking forward to this good growth continuing in the future. The margin, however, is a bit squeezed here. It hasn't gone back to the COVID days. Even if we adjust for the raw material and finished goods stock, you know, which we had carried forward, it will still be marginally below the pre-COVID period. Because the full extent of the raw material price increases have not been passed on in the industrial section, whether it is auto, GI or protective coating.
Okay. And so secondly, I just want to understand on the growth, how it has been in tier 1 versus the tier 2, tier 3 towns, some color on that front.
So we've been growing reasonably well in both these markets, you know, so far. Both the urban markets, we don't look at it, you know, from that. We look at it urban and non-urban, you know, and all our depot towns we consider as urban, including the major cities. From that perspective, you know, more or less the growth rates have been on equal terms. No great significant difference that we could see between the two.
Thanks, sir. That's from my side. Thank you.
Thank you. Participants, if you wish to ask a question, kindly press star 1. As there are no further questions, I would now like to hand the conference over to the management for closing comments.
Thank you, you know, for all of you for coming and, you know, participating in this session. I hope you were, you know, whatever questions you had, we were able to answer those satisfactorily. Wish you all a very good health, and meet you again in the next quarter end. Thank you.
Thank you. On behalf of Emkay Global Financial Services, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us. You may now disconnect your lines.